Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Rick, today we're talking with Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston. And Derek is going to talk with us quite a bit about the issue of the various foods that are available and how to nutritionally take best care of your pets. Hey, Derek, welcome into the studio with us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. When you're choosing the foods that you carry in the store, I've noticed that you have a number of products that I just don't see in a lot of other stores. How have you gone about choosing your selection, and what is it about the various products that makes you put them on the shelf?
Well, I don't know if there's a particular method to my madness. I don't know if I have a system. I guess we just do our best to find foods that we feel have a particular nutritional benefit to the animal. Hopefully, they perhaps fill a niche that some of our other foods don't fill. So we try to have options for the customer because every pet is different. You know, we've been told that, you know, that every food is perfect for any pet that you feed. I mean, obviously, these companies would like to be able to feed every pet in the world, but, you know, they can't do that. And so you need to have a variety for people. And we try to find foods that, you know, are a good value, too. I mean, we have stuff from, you know, the kind of mid-price range all the way up. You know, you can spend whatever you want to spend, too. So,
what are the ingredients that people should be looking for in their foods that are primarily important, and what are the things that people should be looking to avoid?
Well, generally, you know, the first thing you have to know is how these ingredients are listed in the bag or the can. Or generally, well, they absolutely have to be the way they're labeled is by weight before processing. So the heaviest ingredient would be the first ingredient, but this isn't before the food has actually been processed. This is, you know, before that kibble has been extruded or baked, which is very rare. Usually it's extruded or before that can has been canned up. One thing, for instance, that you'll see is you'll see something of food that'll have like chicken as the first ingredient. It just says chicken or deboned chicken. What'll happen with that actually is if you ever get, you know, raw chicken from the grocery store, something that's about 70% moisture. So after processing, that ingredient is actually maybe probably fourth or fifth. So one of the things that you can look for is chicken meal or lamb meal. And those products, they're going to be processed in a manner to dry them out before they go into the food so that they're going to be just as heavy when they come out. The things you want to avoid, typically, you want specifics. You know, when a food says we have meat meal or poultry. Poultry is a little more specific, but it's, you know, it could be chicken, could be turkey. You know, and what they do is that way, you know, as commodity markets fluctuate, they buy the product that's cheaper at the time. So you're not getting a consistent diet for your pet. Each time you buy the food, it's going to be different. Don't look for grain fractions. If you see rice bran, rice flour, rice hulls, you'll see three ingredients. What they've done there is they've taken the rice and they've split it up into three or four or five different components so that they can say that the chicken was heavier and list that chicken first. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, you've got a whole heck of a lot of grain in there. So a couple of things anyway.
Go ahead.
In terms of the various products, Derek, you mentioned that every time you buy the food, it's different. That ties into one of the myths that you hear, which is you shouldn't change up the food that you feed. Is that not correct?
It's a big myth. You know, it's just a common sense thing to me. I mean, you know, would you ever do this with yourself? You know, I mean, something like, I mean, we always joked Total Cereal has everything that you need to live. You know, all the vitamins and minerals. But, I mean, if you ate that every day for the rest of your life, one, you wouldn't be very happy. I think you'd get pretty sick of it. I think you'd be developing some intolerances and some weaknesses. Your system is not being exposed to the things that it needs to be exposed to in the real world. I mean, it's living in the proverbial bubble. You know, you're talking about if somebody lived in a plastic bubble all their lives, their immune system would never develop.
Sure. Sure.
So they get into a situation where they're not very healthy.
So I've been out to your store, and I noticed, well, aisles of different varieties of food. How do you guide a consumer coming into your store to really develop that kind of round robin approach to feeding their dogs. Is there any concerns that you have or cautions, or and how do you even get them to kind of change their behaviors?
Well, I mean, it's difficult sometimes because obviously we've been trained a different way for a long, long time. One of the concerns we have, even with the foods that we sell, the majority of them, they're all the industry understands that most people are going to feed one food, and that's all the dog is going to get, or the cat. You know, with us, when you eat a steak, your butcher or your grocery store doesn't load that up with vitamin C, E, and D and all this stuff because they figure you're not going to have any potatoes or apples or whatever else. And in addition to that, they know you're going to be eating and drinking other things, juice and all sorts of things. There's variety in your diet. They're trying to create the variety. So, and if anyone who's ever taken vitamin C or any other supplements, those can be kind of hard on your digestive system sometimes. So I think, a lot of the loose stools and things that people see from foods are actually from the vitamins and the supplements and the minerals. And so when people switch foods, you go from one theory or philosophy from one manufacturer on how to be a complete diet to a completely different set. So, I mean, basically you went from one day of having 16 different vitamin bottles in front of you and swallowing a C and a D and an E and all these different pills. And then the next day you went out and you grabbed a bunch of omega-3 and a bunch of rosemary extract and echinacea, and you're taking all kinds of different stuff the very next day. That'd be a little bit of a system shock.
Yeah.
It's not that these foods are so much unhealthy or that they're causing your dog problems. I mean, it's just a little diarrhea or something like that.
Right.
But you have to be careful if you don't want to deal with the mess.